federal prison for dog fighting. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. Also in sports shorts, Phil Mickelson, sad story, leaves the tour as his wife is diagnosed with breast cancer. Lefty, an all-around good guy, and was going to defend his title on the tour for one of the stops anyway, the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. He will not be able to do that. Orlando on the floor, baby. We have NBA action, of course, coming up. Denver at the Lakers. That's another huge series. But Orlando out of the gate with a win. 1 point difference, 107-106. How about that? Because, man, I'm thinking my money's on Cleveland and LeBron James, but it's just one game. Joining us at the top of the show, he does it each and every Wednesday, is my pal, Easy Ticket, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing better than Cleveland is tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. With that 1 point loss, and the tail end of that game was funky. It was weird because they were up by 15 points at the halfway point. I watched that whole game. You know, turnovers are a killer, though.
Yeah, the Cleveland had three turnovers in the third period, and the Magic was able to trim that 15-point lead down to four, and they ended up winning it in the last seconds. The Cleveland almost sank a shot there at they had a jump ball there at one second left. They almost sank the ball and pulled it out. But anyway, I think Cleveland will end up winning the series. I think they'll probably win it in six games.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it too, absolutely. And then Los Angeles, of course, and Denver in that last game. Man, what a way to finish that one. They take the first one also by just a couple of points. Denver also had the nod early on in this game, and then Los Angeles ended up pulling out the win at the last minute, too. So we had two good number one games out of the gate in the East and the West. You got to love that. And you have tickets to games, right?
Yeah, I've got tickets to the conference finals, and then right now I've got some tickets for the finals themselves. But I'm looking for it to be Denver and Cleveland. I think Denver is going to pull out win over the L.A. I know there's a lot of Lakers fans out there, but, you know, I think Denver's a stronger team right now.
Yeah, Denver looked so strong in that last series. I've said it before, Chauncey Billups, amazing with Carmelo Anthony. I think that's part of the difference. But all the players, even the bench, super, super strong. On the ice, of course, we're in the thick of the playoffs as well. What ultimately is your prediction here? Do you like the Wings?
Well, I like Detroit, and I think that Detroit's going to defend their championship now. They're up 2-0 against the Blackhawks. They beat the Blackhawks last night in overtime 3-2, but they're up 2-0. I'm looking for that series to go probably six games, and I think Detroit's going to win, but I think the Pittsburgh and Carolina series is going to go seven games, and I think that could go either way. I think the Penguins are probably going to pull it out, but you know Carolina's been tremendous this year, and I think they have a chance of being in the Stanley Cup. But I think that the Red Wings are going to take it all come June.
Yeah, I've said it all along. I like the Red Wings definitely in this. And, of course, you have tickets for all of the shows on ice. You can go to easy-ticket.com. And we have to have a conversation about music because concerts couldn't be bigger in the spring and, of course, in the summer as well. There's some great acts that are traveling around the country, right?
Yeah, George Strait's coming to town here in a couple weeks. He's going to open up the new Cowboy Stadium and play in there. A couple weeks later after that, your favorite, the Jonas Brothers, are going to be here.
That's right. But, you know, the Jonas Brothers, Mike, I mean, I'm sure their tickets fly out of the machines the second that you just print them out the second that they say they're going to do a concert because they are so popular with teenage girls. I mean,
incredibly popular. You know, I've got a bunch of tickets for them, and the reason I've got them is because, you know, they seem to sell out everything they have. I mean, their movies do great, so I'm sure their concerts are doing fantastic, too.
Yeah, no kidding. So, and the cool thing is here, and we've said it a bunch of times, but it's worth mentioning because, of course, we have listeners all over the place. We've just picked up a bunch of new affiliates in a lot of really cool areas in upstate New York and whatnot. So if you are looking for tickets, 80,000 events nationwide, just go to easy-ticket.com, and then you can search. It's really easy to maneuver around the site, search for whatever you want. I'm sure next week we'll be talking more hoops, more hockey, and everything in between. We'll see what else is happening with the concerts. Mike, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. And baseball is in full play now, so we'll direct something a little bit more next week, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk baseball next week. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too. Coming up, of course, the big breaking story here on America Tonight, and the story that a couple of different stories, actually. First of all, Gitmo not going to get the money it needs to get to be closed down. Remember, the whole push was, oh, you know, we got to close Gitmo down. The Democrats, we got to close Gitmo down. And they decide instead to vote like many of the Republicans, and they're not going to put the money out. They're not going to vote for the money, in other words, to close Gitmo. So something interesting has happened. The president sort of flipped it over on them. Obama is sending the first detainee to the U.S. for a trial. How about that? Uh-huh. Because there were so many concerns, obviously, about what would happen by inviting or letting some of the detainees, we'll call them, into the states. Well, under all this barrage of criticism for a series of decisions and flips on all kinds of things, I'll tell you what, Obama had a huge meeting on Wednesday and decided to, like I said, to pull a fast one on everybody. When I say pull a fast one, because I think a lot of people were surprised, Ahmed Jalani, who's a top Al-Qaeda suspect at Gitmo, is going to come to New York to face trial. Jalani is going to be the first detainee held at Guantanamo to be brought to the U.S. and the first to face trial in a civilian criminal court. So the president, by the way, also left the door open for future detainees to make their way to the United States to stand trial. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. There are many people protesting this, obviously, and then some think it's a brilliant, bold move by the president. I'll ask you what you think as we move along here on the show. But then we're going to get back to the fact that four people were picked up on an alleged terrorist plot in New York City. They were going to blow up a synagogue and also point a missile at a plane coming off of a base. We'll tell you more of the details next here on America Tonight.
That we have been discussing, in particular, who President Barack Obama might select to the Supreme Court, and also some other comments about economic issues. So we're putting lots of issues on the table today. You can pick and choose those issues a little bit later after we're finished with Jed Babin. You can even suggest additional issues, but we want to certainly hear from some of you. First of all, in the state of California, when we come back, we're going to talk about, are there ways to help the current health care system in America, and what are some of the strategic and very significant limitations which are going to keep us from being able to enact some of the kinds of policies that lawmakers are suggesting. So I'm going to give you some facts and figures about the number of doctors, the number of nurses, the number of medical schools, the number of hospitals, and what we can and cannot do with those structural limitations. All that coming up right after this.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
All right, as I mentioned, coming up, we're going to talk about the four guys that were picked up in New York in this alleged terrorist plot and a couple of other things that are happening across America and the world, too. But how often on this show do we say it's time for a change, it's time to figure out how you can work the system in your favor when you're trying to save money? So who better to have on than someone who knows how to get some free stuff? Marie Dubuque joins us now. And she is a consumer education writer. In other words, she's got the skinny on how we can get the free stuff. That's what we want. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I get emails, Marie, from people who ask me. I mean, seriously, they ask me things like, hey, do you clip coupons? Where's the best place to get coupons? I'm like, do I sound like I clip coupons? But you know
well,
what?
Hey,
now
you know what? You told me earlier that your husband does it, and I was really impressed because I talk to these radio guys all the time, and they say, oh, no, my wife does it. And I'm really impressed that he does it, you know, because I can't get my husband to do it.
Yeah, he knows where all the deals are. Are you kidding? He knows where you can get all the stuff. So what's the first – how do you go about getting stuff online? You know, how do you find these places? What are some places that we could go?
Yeah, you know, the thing is it's a lot easier than what people think. I know people are used to getting free stuff when they buy something, but what I try to do is find free stuff that you don't have to buy something, and it was a lot easier. I started this, I guess, about 6 months, a year ago, and I'm telling you, I'm getting more and more stuff, and it's getting easier and easier. And I think that the trick is to find stuff that you will actually use, not to get something for free that will just gather dust. For instance, and also go to the manufacturer's websites that you know and trust. Like, for instance, Dove, you know their soap. Well, they started a shampoo. So if you go to dove.us, you can get a free sample of their shampoo. Same with Total Cereal. If you go to freesample.totalcereal.com, you can try out their new cranberry cereal. So that's the That's what I tell my readers to do, is to go to manufacturers that they know, because they want to keep you as a customer. They want you to try their new products, and it's really easy, and you get free stuff, so everybody wins all around.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And the whole thing, I think the trick is, because I'm always stunned now when I go to the grocery store, it seems like I'm only getting a handful of things, but yet the bill comes to $90, $100, and I always gasp.
I know.
I can't believe how expensive things are.
It gets worse and worse. That's why we need to get free stuff. I mean, and, you know, some of the really expensive things that I've gotten free are Crest White Strips at the Walgreens here. They have them under lock and key. And I got that free from PGEverydaySolutions.com. That's Procter & Gamble. They make everything under the sun. And I got a couple kinds of shampoo. And I would have gotten heartburn medicine, but I didn't want to lie. So I couldn't answer the questions. But let me tell you before I go any further is, your listeners need to know, never, ever give your Social Security number out. You can answer all the questions in the world you want, but don't give your social out, and don't give your credit card number out. I've given it a couple times just for something like shipping, you know, $2 if you know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I tell my readers, too, is you can start a free email account if you don't want to get barraged with emails. Some people think, well, if they get free stuff, they're going to get barraged with emails. And that's one way to do it, is just start a whole new email account just for your free stuff.
Yeah. You know, there is a thing about shopping online. It kind of freaks you out where you think that who knows who's with the credit cards and stuff. How secure is that? I mean, what about having your information stolen?
Oh, I shop all the time online. I don't have any trouble at all. Just make sure it's a secure shopping cart.
Okay.
And all the major retailers are going to have that now. So that's not really a problem. And also, you know, the credit card company will back you up. So that's not as much of a problem, I don't think, as giving those Social Security numbers out. There's all these scams, people email scams. I even got one on my phone the other day.
Oh, you're
claiming
kidding.
To be from the credit card company, and they didn't say the name of the credit card company. And they want you to press 1. They say, oh, your spending's been halted, and press 1 to find out why, and I didn't, of course. And then I called my credit card company, and they'd never called. So be really, really careful. They're just trying to fish for information. You know, credit card numbers, social security numbers, that kind of thing. So be super careful about that.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so you're the queen of free. What are some of the great, you mentioned some of them, but what's ultimately the best thing you ever got for free?
I think it was the Crest White Strips. Because, that's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the shampoo, and I've gotten magazines. You know what I do is I've gotten offers for magazines, and they say, well, one free copy is yours, and then you cancel. And a lot of people, they'll forget to cancel or whatever. I don't. I said, you know, write down cancel and send it back. So they may not like
that.
It, but if they offer one free magazine, then that's what they've got to deliver. And you shouldn't be obligated to subscribe to any more magazines.
Yeah, no
I know I feel
kidding.
Bad for them. They're in a terrible state, the magazines, right now. But still, if they offer it free, it's free. And also, another thing is, like I said, don't give your Social Security number. But also, I fudge a little bit on my birth date. That is the one question they always ask, is the birth date. And I understand that the manufacturers want to know all about you. You know, when was the last time you bought the product? How often do you use it? And that kind of thing. But I fudge a little, just a couple years, to make myself a little younger. Because I just think that's a little bit too personal, is the birth date. But other than that, I've never had any really super personal questions asked.
We're speaking with Marie Dubuque about all these things that you can get for free. Marie has a couple of books out, Down and Dirty Debt, Secrets to Cleaning Up Your Credit, also Emotional Spending, How to Break the Addiction. Hey, the credit is big, because now we saw this whole credit card reform thing, which ironically, though, if you're a person who pays on time, Marie, this could actually hurt you maybe, because I think the credit cards are going to try to make up
money.
I'm
really worried, Kate, because what I tell my readers is, get stuff back for free from the credit card companies. Like, I get gift cards, cash back, everything. And I pay my bill in full at the end of the month, but I'm afraid that's going to go away with this new legislation. We'll have to see, but, I mean, I'm seeing that down the road. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think I said this the other night. I'm concerned because the same thing. I've been able to maneuver, like, free flyer miles, all that kind of stuff, at frequent flyer miles, and it's been great. And also, same thing. The cashback rewards has been big, and I'm a person who pays on time, and I pay a little bit more, so it's not going to help me. And then the other thing is, even if you just have a couple credit cards, they probably, some of them anyway, don't have the annual fees. Now there's probably a good chance you're going to have to pay an annual fee.
I know. And I was just talking to my husband tonight about that. I'm thinking I'm going to pay in cash. I am not going to pay for credit. I'm just not. I know we have to do it online, but even online you can pay with PayPal and there's other options. But I don't know. I have to rethink this whole thing because I tell everyone, like you said, get the miles, get the gift cards, get the cash back. But it's all going to change. Yeah, so I don't know. Do you think you'll be paying with cash now more?
I'm going to pay with cash more, too, because there's something annoying.
I want everything. Yeah. I'll put a latte on my credit card just to get the money back or the gift card back. And now, all that's going to change. It's a sad day for me, I'm telling you.
It is. It's a sad day.
Like
a lot of people
don't. This is not good.
A lot of people don't realize that. They just saw the headlines. Ooh, the interest rates cap on the rates. Isn't that good? And they're the bad guys. But now, like I said, the people who pay on time are the ones that are going to suffer that one. How about, you talk about in your other book how you break addiction when you're an emotional spender.
Right,
a lot of people
spend. I think that a lot of people are not doing the impulse spending as much anymore, but they still are to some people, the diehard spenders. And what I tell my readers is you need to just take a break. If you see something that you want, you know how all the department stores, they have the shoes, the cosmetics, everything right out there for you to see when you walk in. And that's on purpose, of course, so that you're going to just grab that and impulse spend. But if you see something you like, think about it, go home. And then if you still want it, then go back. And also, with the credit card, what you just talked about with this whole mess, you can't just buy and then pay later. And I think that people are going to start thinking about what they're buying more. And also lay away. I know it sounds archaic, but that's coming back. And if you really, really want something, put a little bit of money down every month at the department store, wherever it is that you want it, where you're buying the product, and you'll eventually get it. And it feels so good when you saved up for something instead of the me having everything right now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, Marie, if people want to check out some of the stuff that you're writing, where can they go?
Oh, they can go to my blog, and that's firstladyoffreebies.blogspot.com. And I've got a free ebook on how to get free stuff and save money that they can download for free, too. I have
awesome.
To give out something for free.
That's good. And everybody listening, go and do that because then you'll know how to get some of that free
and
stuff.
Kate, you have got your husband trained well. I need to work on mine with the coupon clipping. That is great. And do you search, do a quick coupon search before you go to the grocery store?
Yeah, he does, not me.
Okay, but that's good because I know a lot of people, they don't want to bother clipping coupons. But what I tell readers is just, do a quick coupon search on the internet before you go to the grocery store and download the sales flyer from the grocery store. Compare that, and you're going to save a whole lot of money. And also, say you get a coupon for baby formula and your kid is in college, you can trade that. There's these coupon trading websites out there. Coupon Forum is one, but there's a whole bunch. And so you can trade coupons for coupons that, that you'll need. It's really great.
Oh, yeah. Great advice. Marie, thanks. It was a pleasure having you on.
Oh,
we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great advice. If you were listening to what Marie was saying, she gave you some helpful hints, especially in the coupon thing. She's right, before you go to the grocery store, to go to the site and check it out and look and see if there are any coupons you could be using, because trust me, you'll save some money. I've seen people do it, and some people are great at it. Hang with us. We got all the news updates coming up around the bend.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
America tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you each and every night live for 4 big hours. Okay. Hopefully you get all 4 hours. If not, you can always catch us online at GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. I've had people ask, how can I hear you if I don't get you or I only get you this amount of time or whatever it is? So go to GCNLive.com. There. I said it. If you want to chime in, you can do that at 800-259-5791. This was kind of a wild show. We talked about Gitmo. They're not getting the funding to close it. The president not happy. He's having a big address in the morning to talk about how he's keeping the country safe. There was the big arrest in New York. 4 guys picked up by the FBI after a year-long investigation. An informant setting them up with dummy explosives and a dummy missile. Sure, they were stunned by it, they being the 4 that were charged with some pretty hefty crimes that could lead to life in prison, including the weapons of mass destruction thing. Imagine if there was no informant, what could have happened to that Jewish community center and that synagogue, and also if ultimately a military plane could have been blown out of the sky. So on the FBI's part, a real big tip of the cap there, obviously, and the informant, etc., for keeping it going. A year is a long time to wade through conversations to get to the point where you they're plotting it and you're playing along, and then to have it all unravel, and it just happened, obviously, on Wednesday. A lot of conversation about Nancy Pelosi. Some feel as though her feet should be held to the fire for throwing the CIA under the bus. Some people defending her, saying that it really is a bungled mess courtesy of the CIA. And others just confused as to what the controversy's about in the first place. And it all goes back to the same thing, terrorism, memos, who knew what, all that sort of stuff. Newt Gingrich had plenty to say. He's the guy who had the same job Nancy Pelosi has now as Speaker of the House. So the former Speaker thinks there's no doubt that she needs to be replaced. Here's what he said to Diane Sawyer on Good Morning America.
Well, I think that with Speaker Pelosi's comments last Thursday, particularly the ones in which she alleged that the Central Intelligence Agency routinely lies to Congress, that she really disqualified herself to be Speaker. I mean, there's no problem with her being a member of the House.
So you but think?
I think the Democrats should get a new Speaker. And the reason is the Speaker is third in line to be President. She has a unique responsibility for national security. If you were a CIA agent today and you were told, go brief Nancy Pelosi, how could you have any sense of confidence in telling her anything when you know, A, that she almost certainly has misinformed us about what happened in 2002, but B, she made this allegation that basically smears every person in the intelligence community who's trying to defend America. And I think it was very telling that, Leon Panetta, former Democratic congressman, former chief of staff to President Clinton, issued a very strong statement as director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
But as we know, there's a lot of ambiguity about what really happened that long ago at that meeting, and we haven't seen the documentation from the CIA yet.
I think that's a question for the House to decide. Does it want to investigate whether or not she misled us about that meeting in 2002? That Thursday she changed the standard, because Thursday she made a clear, direct statement that the Central Intelligence Agency lies to Congress routinely.
Why did you wait over the weekend? Why not say it immediately if you felt she should quit?
Well, Friday morning I said I thought that it was totally reprehensible, and that I couldn't believe. I mean, you have to recognize we're in the middle of two wars. We have a global conflict with terrorism. There are men and women around the world today risking their lives for this country in the very agency that she is smearing. And I just think that for the Congress to allow the third ranking person to be president, to be a person who is this lacking in respect for national security, is very dangerous for the country.
So let me get this.
All right, I have to agree there. That's interesting. That was a good tidbit. Not a good tidbit. That was a good back and forth between Diane Sawyer and Newt Gingrich. He held the position. And listen, you can say a lot of things about Newt Gingrich, but he was pretty clear in his assessment of the situation. And I would agree with the two wars, the terror problems. Look, this was half of this show, certainly a big chunk of what we talked about here on America Tonight. And often it becomes a giant chunk of the show. Who are we stopping? What are we doing? What about these memos? What about these photos? What ultimately is our policy? What's happening at the border? You know, there's a zillion different angles, a zillion different stories. And ultimately, it comes back to the same thing. As the Speaker of the House, throwing the CIA, which was what I said originally weeks ago, how can you throw the CIA under the bus? And now Nancy Pelosi, the latest one to do that. Who wants to work for the CIA? Would the best and the brightest, who really don't make a ton of money, want to be in the spook industry, knowing at any moment they could get shoved under the wheels, and yet by another senator, congressman, whoever? And so the fact that she went after the CIA the way she did, I would agree with Newt Gingrich on that. That's what was so damning and damaging about all of it. I don't think we've heard the last of it. It kind of has died down because of the stuff with Guantanamo and, of course, the FBI arrest in New York and a couple of other things that are taking the place of the Pelosi talk. But it's not forgotten, certainly. Speaking of not being forgotten, another thing that Obama has talked a lot about, and of course many people are concerned about this and have been concerned about it for a long time, is the situation with health care in this country. Affordable, not affordable. For most people, they would say not affordable. also many companies not being able to offer health benefits because they're small businesses who can't afford to go that route anymore because they're priced out of some of these medical plans. Well, Congressman Ryan had an interesting twist on this whole thing, and he was very blunt about it, and I liked his conversation on MSNBC that he had with Joe Scarborough. I happened to catch it, and here's what he talked about as far as his alternative health plan.
About the Patients' Choice Act of 2009. Is it an alternative to the president's health care plan?
That's exactly what it is. I, along with Congressman Devin Nunes, Senators Tom Coburn and Richard Burr, are saying to the American people, if you want universal health insurance coverage in America, the government doesn't have to run health care, and that's what we're proving with this bill. We're saying you can have a system where everybody has access to affordable coverage, regardless of your pre-existing condition, without the government taking over the healthcare system, and with the patient and the doctor still becoming and being the decision makers in healthcare. What the conventional wisdom in Washington is that you have to have massive new taxes, massive new spending, and the government must take over the healthcare system if you want to have universal coverage.
Okay, well,
that's just not the case.
How do you get to universal coverage without spending the $1.5 trillion that the Obama administration is talking about?
We already spend more than twice per person on health care in America than any other country. We need to spend that money more intelligently than we are spending it now. We're going to spend already more than $5 trillion on health care from the government for people under the age of 65. We're saying let's take that money and do it far more efficiently and run it through individuals. Let's end the discriminatory tax treatment of health insurance on individuals so everybody is treated the same, they get the same kind of assistance, and we give people the ability to purchase through their states insurance that can't discriminate them based on their pre-existing health conditions. And so we're saying all this money we're already spending is not being spent prudently, efficiently. Let's do it efficiently. Let's get the patient back in the center of the game. Let's have real transparency in healthcare on price, on quality, and best practices so you know who's good, who's bad, and what things cost in healthcare. Let's get those free market dynamics back into the healthcare system, which are missing right now. And we believe if you do all of these kinds of things, you can have universal health coverage in America for everyone without the government taking the whole thing over.
I can't disagree.
I see. I thought that was pretty good, some of what Ryan is saying, and obviously others are jumping on this alternative health plan, is getting back to knowing exactly what you're getting in health care. He's right. You know when you go to different companies, or even if you're at one company, and they're constantly shopping around the insurance because they get outpriced and pre-existing conditions kill people. And then if you move to another job, or, you know, the scenarios are endless when it comes to health care. It's just ridiculous. Half the time, people don't even know what their health care covers because they get such gobbledygook booklet in the mail, and then they have to enroll in a certain program, and they're confused as to exactly what they signed up for. I've seen that happen a lot in various places that I've worked. Even though they'll bring in someone who's good and they talk about the programs and the options, people are half asleep. It's in the middle of their day, and they sign up, and they're not even quite sure what they signed up for. One thing you won't be signing up for, at least if you play in the NFL, one thing that won't be tolerated from Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner, is gambling. And it's very funny because gambling and the NFL go hand in hand for most Americans. But here's what he had to say about gambling.
We recognize the challenges that Delaware and other states have in their budget shortfalls. And it's something that we would like to work with states on. We're actually going to be considering this afternoon modifications to some of our policies that might make it easier for us to work with states and generate some revenue. On the other hand, we are very firm in our opposition to legalized team sports betting. It's, to us, betting on the outcome of our games is something that we will always oppose vigorously.
All right, legalized sports betting is gigantic, as I said, in the United States. There's no question between bookies and everything else. And, of course, in Vegas, ask them about the action, the parlay cards. That is legal, obviously. In Atlantic City, you can't do that, but you can bet on the games, obviously, in Vegas. And I think in some of the casinos outside of the United States, but there is a push on to allow that. But you heard Goodell, they do not encourage that, even though that's the number one reason why people watch the NFL. Hang with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Time to lighten the load and not think about gambling when it comes to the NFL or any of the other things that we've been talking about on the show. Time to just let your brain take a breather, let out a big sigh. All right, so it's time for news you can abuse. Check this out, although this would be upsetting, and I think I've actually done this, but not in a glass bowl. Don't do this. In Bellevue, Washington, which, of course, is a suburb of Seattle, water is supposed to help put out fires, we all know that, and certainly not cause them, but check out what happened in Washington State. They're blaming water for starting a fire that charred the back of a house. The water was left in a glass bowl outside for the dog. Investigators say rays from the sun actually caused the bowl of water to act like a magnifying glass and start a fire on the wooden deck. They say they did manage to rule out any other possible causes, like you might think electrical wiring or some other issue. The homeowners were away. The family dog was rescued, actually, after neighbors noticed the smoke and flames. Damage to the house, $215,000. You know, they were running out the door. They put out the bowl. Who's thinking a glass bowl of water is going to do that? But, yeah, it makes sense. Think of the sun, just the way it hit at the angle. But that's incredible. Yeah, that'd be a... Hey, by the way, your house was charred. We have your dog, no worries, but pretty much we had to hose it down or the whole neighborhood was going to catch on fire thanks to your glass bowl that you left outside. Speaking of being outside, if you were outside in Scottsdale or Sedona in, of course, Arizona, and you were looking up in the skies the other day, you might have seen this weird thing. Some people described it as a gigantic bubble from the Wizard of Oz. So there were so many phone calls that the Federal Aviation Administration decided we got to clear this up so, you know, we can calm down these people who are freaked out about it. It didn't show up on radar, and it kind of looked like a balloon. So the Columbia Scientific Balloon Facility in Palestine, Texas, identified it as a 4,000-pound research balloon. What happens is NASA occasionally releases these balloons to measure gamma ray emissions in high altitudes. Wow. Who would have thought that, huh? Here's one for you. You know how it is with families and business. Sometimes it can get kind of nasty. In fact, I'll tell you a story about, I have two great uncles. They came back from the war and they started a dry cleaning business, and my family's name was Wilson. So they started this dry cleaning business. It was pretty successful. And then they couldn't get along. They had two different kinds of styles, and they're great tight brothers, but they just could not work together. So my one uncle decided to open up his own dry cleaning business, and they don't compete. They're not in the same area, and they both still today have dry cleaning businesses in New Jersey. It was one of those family things. Well, in Granville, Ohio, it's pretty much a big dispute over candy. Brothers from an Ohio candy-making family are opening shops 100 feet apart from each other. George and Socrates Gumas plan to open those shops because they can't do it together. I guess they had a real bonbon battle. Their mother put the eldest brother in charge of the family's Candyland business and the two stores that were in central Ohio. Socrates got upset by that. He used to run the family business when George was hanging out in Florida. So Socrates and George have opened their own shop, and they're planning them away from each other. Each side claims to be using the original candy recipes handed down from their grandfather, who opened the first restaurant in Ohio, check it out, in 1911. What would grandfather think of this today? They couldn't get along, so they just opened separate stores. I mean, that's what you got to do. Sometimes you can't work with family. That'd be pretty tough. If you spend all day together, then you're kind of near each other for all the other family functions, especially if you live under the same roof. You know, husbands and wives, some do really well in businesses together, and others it's like practically causes them to get a divorce. And finally, some people don't like snakes. A couple of guys brought their snakes to a hair salon, in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, Donovan and I were just talking about Tennessee. They brought their snakes to a hair salon. They learned the hard way that at least one guy doesn't care all that much for them. Police say when Dion Gayden and Tavoris Jackson went to a house to get haircuts, a man at the place didn't like the looks of their pet, got into an argument, shots were fired. The snake-toting guys were hit, one in the arm, the other in the hand. They weren't seriously hurt. I guess that's the good news. The snake, apparently, or snakes, made their way out of the place much better than the handlers. They slithered away, didn't get harmed. The men took the snakes home, and a suspect is now in custody. How crazy is that? Okay, I'm going to get my hair cut. But, we brought our snakes with us. Do you mind? And then somebody freaks out, shoots the two guys, please. Must have been a rough part of Memphis, Tennessee to get shot. But to not even nail the snakes, like you'd think they would shoot the snakes. Why the guys? I mean, even if they were being idiots by bringing the snakes in, wouldn't it make more sense to shoot them? I don't know. Because now you got to deal with probably doing some jail time. Today in history, baby, we're ready for it. May 21st. Here's some things that happened on this day. It includes in 1832, the first Democratic National Convention got underway in Baltimore. In 1840, New Zealand was declared a British colony. 1881, I like this one, Clara Barton founded the American Red Cross. Look at the American Red Cross today. How about this one as we scroll down in history? 1924, 14-year-old Bobby Franks was murdered in a thrill kill committed by Nathan Leopold Jr. and another guy, another student. Both were at the University of Chicago. That's terrible. I remember that story. I think they made a movie about it. Amelia Earhart pops up again, 1932. She became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She landed in Northern Ireland about 15 hours after leaving Newfoundland. In 1956, the United States exploded the first airborne hydrogen bomb in the Pacific. 1979, former San Francisco City Supervisor Dan White, convicted of voluntary manslaughter in the slayings of Mayor George Moscone and openly gay supervisor Harvey Milk. Of course, now that's the movie that is out on DVD called Milk, and it's the one Sean Penn won an Academy Award for. Outrage over that verdict sparked rioting. White was sentenced to just 7 years, 8 months in prison. He ended up serving five, and then he committed suicide in 1985. All right, interesting, and looking at some of those days in history, there's one that's worth mentioning because we have another new American Idol. 1 year ago, David Cook won American Idol in a landslide over David Archuleta. Now there is a new American Idol, and not everybody's so hip to this guy. I can't stand reality shows. I like just a few of them, and I don't even watch American Idol. I see the little blips, but I couldn't tell you anything about American Idol. If you know who won American Idol, please send that to me in an email. I can find out. AmericaTonight.net. Does anybody listening to this show care about American Idol? Maybe Don in Wyoming? Certainly not Mark in New York. I seriously doubt Stu in Kentucky cares, other than the fact that he has daughters. So maybe he's forced to watch it. He probably knows the answer to that one. All right, time for some birthdays. We got a bunch of them. I think you're going to recognize a few of these names after making fun of me for some of the people on the list. Comedian, radio host turned politician. He thinks he's the senator from Minnesota. We'll see. Al Franken is 58 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, an actor. You'd recognize his face if you saw it. Judge Reinhold is 52 years old. Google him, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Also celebrating a birthday from Chicago, musician Bill Champlin is 62. When I was a kid, I snuck out to a Chicago club. I don't think I snuck out. I was allowed to go, but I was like 12, and it was shocking I was allowed to go, but it turns out somebody was shadowing me. Yeah, my mom's not so dumb. Actor Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica is 64 years old. Singer Leo Sayer is 61. Actor Mr. T, you know who he is, right? Lots of jewelry. 57 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, rapper Havoc from Mobb Deep is 35 years old. Actor Brent Briscoe, a lot of people bristling at that, is 48 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, music producer Stan Lynch, 54, from the Isley Brothers. R&B singer Ron Isley is 68 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Thanks to Donovan for his fine work on this show and all of you for listening and sending the emails.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demand maniac.